of the Honorable Donna Simon on at 9 o'clock. We'll talk about her journey and her talk at the Women's Business Summit. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Good Morning Huntington on HuntingtonRadio.com.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After several days in South Korea, Vice President Mike Pence is now in Japan, where he continues his Asia-Pacific tour, meeting earlier with the Japanese Prime Minister and the Deputy Prime Minister, and continuing to focus on North Korea.
Now, the United States will continue to work with Japan, our allies across the region, and China to bring economic and diplomatic pressure to bear until North Korea abandon its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. But all options are on the table.
Pence repeating the Trump administration's new policy that the era of strategic patience in dealing with North Korea is over. Meanwhile, President Trump says his predecessors were outplayed by North Korea, saying that President Clinton touted peace with the North, but it was a joke, and saying former President Obama was clearly outplayed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for INeedGold.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they have commissioned salesmen. I found the Uber of gold. This company, INeedGold.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. INeedGold.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. It's a secret market of gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion. We all know gold is the only answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-773-1933. Toll free, 855-PRE-1933. 855-773-1933 or go to INeedGold.com.
One crewman dies when an Army helicopter out of Fort Belvoir, Virginia, crashes on a golf course in southern Maryland. This man saw it happen.
My brother made a comment, look how low it is, and I said, oh my God, it's going sideways, and then it started to go backwards, and I said, it's going down, and it went down.
The military saying three people were on board that Black Hawk chopper, the other two hospitalized, one in critical condition, the other in serious.
Snap-on is a prime example of a company that builds American-made tools with American workers for U.S. taxpayers.
And that's why White House spokesman Sean Spicer says President Trump has chosen a plant that makes Snap-on tools in Kenosha, Wisconsin, as the site of a visit today where he'll be touting an executive order called Buy America, Hire America. The order is to bring changes to the temporary visa program that companies use to hire high-skilled foreign workers and aims to make the government focus on buying American products itself. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The U.S. Supreme Court's holding a stay of execution for an Arkansas man who was slated to die last night. Don Davis, one of eight men the state's been trying to execute before a lethal injection drug expires at the end of the month. Davis and Bruce Ward were scheduled to be executed last night, but the Arkansas Supreme Court put a stop to the executions. The state then unsuccessfully petitioned the United States Supreme Court to overturn the ruling in Davis's case. He was known to have wanted a cabinet position that he never got, but a new report claims Republican Governor of New Jersey Chris Christie still has some pretty notable influence in the Trump administration.
According to Politico, which cites anonymous sources, Christie speaks to Trump several times a week and recently spent 2 days in the White House advising the president. The fellow Republican has been friends with Trump for 15 years and was recently appointed by Trump to head a new federal commission on fighting opioid addiction. In addition, the report says Trump often calls Christie on the phone at night and sometimes relays his conversations to aides. You might remember Christie was a top advisor to Trump during his presidential campaign, but then got passed over for other positions. And some thought he was being pushed out of Trump's inner circle. Lisa G., New Jersey.
And even in this day and age of filing online, you can expect some long lines at post offices nationwide today, as it's the deadline for filing your taxes, normally due on April 15th, but this year filers have through the end of today, midnight, where you live. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Well, good morning. 10:07, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. It's 55 degrees right now, clear skies and zero chance of precipitation today. It is Tuesday, April 18, 2017. Sunny highs in the mid-60s today. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows around 40. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Chance of sprinkles in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 50s. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Thursday, it'll be cloudy with a chance of showers. Warmer with highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy in the morning on Friday, warmer with highs in the upper 70s. Saturday, partly sunny, cooler with highs in the lower 60s, and on Sunday, rain likely, highs in the lower 50s. Temperatures in our area? I have 56 in Raritan, 56 in Ringo's, 56 in Lebanon, 57 up in Bridgewater, 57 in Washington, 56 Phillipsburg, 54 in Frenchtown, and 54 in Kingwood. That is Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Stay tuned for Tech Today right after this.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I'm the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing the wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so that consumers, be they seeking solutions for personal or business use, can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I will cover topics about technology. Segments could include technology news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. You can call me here at 237-0410. My email is goodmorning@huntandchamberradio.com. And to contact me outside of the show, go to bluepantherbiz.com. It looks like we already had a tech show. I had Laura Cummins here in the last hour of Good Morning Huntington, and we started going down the path of talking about CRM and CRM applications and their use. And so I was already getting into the technological mood. So we have some things to talk about today. It's tax day, and one of the things that you can do, according to CNN Tech, is you can get this app. With the 2007 tax filing deadline fast approaching, the TaxFile app wants to simplify the process and take some of the stress away. The startup, which was founded in 2015, matches customers with a licensed tax professional who has a return an average of 45 minutes. To start, users answer a short series of questions, such as whether they own a home or have dependents. From there, customers receive a guaranteed quote and can upload documents directly to the app. A tax professional can ask following questions throughout the app's encrypted chat function and notify customers when the tax return has been filed and accepted. There hasn't been much disruption in the accounting and tax space for quite a while, co-founder and CEO Richard Lavina told CNN Tech. We wanted to build something different. Prices start at $39 and go up based on the complexity of a customer's taxes. For example, someone who earned income in several states and owns multiple businesses would be more complicated than a standard W-2 employee who simply rents an apartment. TaxFile claims its services run about 40% cheaper than H&R Block. Lavina got the idea while he and Uber on the way to work as a CPA at PricewaterhouseCoopers. It was tax season, and he calculated his annual salary came out to a mere $10 an hour with all the extra time he was working. So TaxFile's key demographic is 24 to 34-year-olds, and its customers include independent contractors, small business owners, and freelancers. Lavina said TaxType has, quote, tens of thousands of users, unquote, but declined to provide a specific number. Quote, these are people who try to do it themselves, waste a lot of time, then find out that they owe the government a lot of money, Lavina said. They're looking for a different solution. The startup plans to expand from income taxes to quarterly business returns and add more tax professionals to the service. This week, the company announced an integration with Slack, which allows customers to chat with a Slack bot and creates the tax file tax profile. For some people prefer the personal touch and consistency of working with a CPA. They know, traditionally, tax professionals say they want somebody to know about them. They want more than just a tax return, said Christina Manfanconi, director, president of accounting firm Manfanconi and Garris, which also provides bookkeeping, payroll, management advisory services. Donald Genitasio, partner of CPA of consulting firm Seligson and Genitasio, echoed that sentiment. He doesn't believe tax file will impact a firm like his, which offers a variety of services such as estate planning and forensic accounting. He does see the appeal of tax file for consumers who don't want to file returns themselves and are looking for a lower price. Tax law is so complicated and has so many gray areas, Genitasio said. It's important that you use someone that's knowledgeable. Yes, that's true, Mr. Genitasio, but it also is apparent that many people aren't really, are just bewildered by the forms and don't realize that most of the forms are pretty easy to fill out. If you are simply a W-2 filer, like it described, and you just and you're going to take the standard deduction, it really shouldn't be a big, tough chore for you. And therefore is why 1040EZ and some of the other programs, TurboTax has an online form for free. So if you're just filing quick taxes and really not getting very far, don't really need or looking for a big refund, you don't deserve one. Certainly you should get everything you deserve. But if you really don't have a lot of income and simply just to file your taxes to appease the government and you're really not going to make a big refund here or there because you simply don't make a lot of money, then these types of services are the way to go. You don't need to spend $200, $300 with a tax firm. When it gets complicated and you start digging into all those other ones, of course you need to do something like that. But you also need to be knowledgeable about what it is that you are filing, because like it or not, you still need to be aware of that information, whether the professional's doing it for you or not. It is 10:16, it's tax day, and so go to TaxFile, that app, download it, and find out what's going on. We'll be back with more of Tech Today. Got some Google apps that I'm going to make you aware of. Don't have to do a tax day. They simply are just new. Having to do it, travel and location services. Hang on. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingShipRadio.com. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Time is 10:19, and as we spoke before the break, Google has some new location and mapping services that I wanted to make you aware of. First one is from Yahoo Tech, written by Carazon Victorino, and it says Google Maps for iOS has a new widget. So let's find out what's happening. Written on April 17th, which is today, yesterday. And it says that when using Google Maps for iOS, it's always a bummer when one has to keep the iPhone unlocked just to get directions from the navigation app. Google is changing that with the latest version of 4.30.0 update for its Google Maps app. The update has a new directions widget that works directly on the lock screen of the device. On Monday, Google launched version 4.30 of Google Maps for iOS users. The updated navigation app now comes with a directions widget that gives users turn-by-turn navigation directions straight from the lock screen of their handsets. Hence, users will not need to unlock their iPhone and open the app just to obtain instructions for their destination. To enable the functionality, users should head to the Today view of the navigation of Notification Center upon installing the app. From there, users should look for the Edit button and enable Google Directions. This will turn on the navigation directions, which will be displayed on the Directions widget that is found on the Notification Center. To access that widget, users should swipe right on the lock screen, according to Mac rumors. Apart from the new widget, the Google Maps update also comes with a new iMessage support feature. What this does is basically enable users to send their location details to family and friends without having to leave the Messages app for iPhone. It then saves time and effort, especially when users want to send their current location details to others as quickly as possible. The feature can be activated via Messages app store once version 4.30 is installed, as per Apple Insider. As expected, the new version of Google Maps comes off with unexpected bug fixes that improve the performance of the app. Google is slowly rolling out this update. Users are advised to check iTunes if the update is already available in their region. They also download the app online for free. Google is rolling out a new version of its Google Maps app for iOS devices. So there you go. So check that out. I know that's a frustration for some folks. So now you can have the phone locked and simply have the navigation app widget going on and giving you the turn-by-turn directions. I've heard good news. Certainly the Google Maps works very well. I've also heard some folks who have loved Waze. I haven't. I've used it a couple years ago. I hear it's very good about giving you immediacy of knowledge of traffic. So if you're interested in trying to obtain more information about traffic and how unpredictable it can be, Waze might be what you're looking for. So check that one out as well. In addition to Google Maps sending out their update, we have a Digital Trends article here that says, with a radical redesign, the new Google Earth takes you on a brand new voyage. Remember when Google Earth first came out? God, it had to be 10 years ago already. This is written on April 18th, and the article author is Jace Wagner. So Jace says that when Google Earth first launched, it put global imaging in the hands of everyday users, letting all of us take a look at our homes, our neighborhoods, and our cities via satellite imagery. That's right. I remember Google Earth actually preceding seeing a mapping on a computer and on a phone and not being able to see the satellite imagery that came with that. And then as Google Earth started to get more compressed and easier to download, Google started to use this, the Google Earth features into its own apps. It says, but back in 2005, it was a remarkable experience, but over the years, it's been sidelined by Google Maps and the ubiquity of map applications with satellite imagery. Now, Google aims to change all that, unveiling a radically revamped version of Earth. Since it was never really intended to be a navigational aid and other tools have filled the role, the new Google Earth is all about exploration, about taking you on a voyage. Nearly everyone who's opened Google Earth in the last decade does the same thing first. They search for their home, said Gopal Shah, who's the product manager for Google Earth. Home is now how we orient ourselves. It's where we start from. And that's how the new version of Google Earth came to be, by looking at the first experiences people had with it. Google tailored the new version to be something more than just a showcase for high-rise satellite imagery. The new version of Google Earth introduces Voyager, a framework for delivering an in-depth stories from all over the world. Think of it like your own personal version of Planet Earth. Voyager is a compilation of interactive guided tours put together by the world's leading storytellers, scientists, and nonprofits. Through Voyager, you can visit the Gom Stream National Park and listen to Jane Goodall talk about her team's chimpanzee research, which guiding you through the thick Tarzanian jungle. Or you can visit Mexico with a furry pink monster named Lola as part of Sesame Street's Girl Puppets Around the World tour. The new Google Earth doesn't just take you to exotic locales. It can also take you home. Home is not just how you understand our place in the world. It means to connect to something bigger than ourselves. That's an important theme for the new Google Earth. Finding ways to connect people to different locales, different ways of life, and different homes. Though a special Voyager story titled This Is Home, users can take a guided tour through a variety of traditional homes from different cultures and nations. The new Google Earth is available now on the web, Android, and Chrome, and will hit iOS in the near future. I recall back when Google Earth first came out, they had a couple of highlights, and you could oversee certain stadiums, certain great artifacts and architectural digs like the pyramids or Stonehenge or the Great Wall of China. So there's always those highlights. What I like to do also is kind of walk through my neighborhood. Now, I had the opportunity to take a balloon ride over the top of my house, which gave me a real-life version of Google Earth to a certain extent. But it's interesting to see, and if you go to Google Earth, and all the other ones, Bing and Explore and iExplore. It's interesting to see that there's different satellite images taken at different times. If you had the opportunity to make some changes to your landscaping or even your neighborhood, it's interesting to see how far back Google Earth was when taking those pictures. And you see some of the evolution of your local area. When a building wasn't there or a building was there. So interesting to do. Check it out. It's certainly not as data intensive as it used to be, and looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So a lot of learning to go on. We take it so much for granted nowadays, but just not too long ago we were talking about how the ubiquitous picture of the rising Earth over the moon on one of the Apollo missions was taken, and now we can see the Earth from afar all the time, and we just take it so much for granted. So enjoy it. Go out and explore. Kind of see what it's all about. See areas that you haven't seen before. See the drought conditions in certain areas on certain days based on when those pictures were taken. And see areas, other countries, and what it looks like from afar. Very cool stuff. We're going to take another break. You're listening to Tech Today, and we are on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dialogue for the sake of dialogue is valueless. It is necessary for us to exercise pressure.
While visiting Japan and meeting with the Prime Minister there, Vice President Mike Pence says the tension with North Korea is rising, but this key point has not changed.
Denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula has been the longstanding policy of the United States of America.
Pence repeating his assertion that all options remain on the table when it comes to dealing with North Korea's nuclear program. Pence's trip, which began in South Korea, will also include stops in Indonesia and Australia. President Trump to sign the Buy American, Hire American executive order today during a visit to a Wisconsin tool factory.
Snap-on is a prime example of a company that builds American-made tools with American workers for U.S. taxpayers.
His spokesman, Sean Spicer, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage at $75 per month, level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Term Busters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 866-713-5330. That's 866-713-5330. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Term Busters at 866-713-5330. That's 866-713-5330. Remember, 866-713-5330. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes for preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
A $50,000 reward's now being offered for information leading to the capture of Steve Stevens, the suspect in the so-called Facebook murder. Stevens accused of choosing an elderly victim at random on Sunday and killing him on a Cleveland street. Here's Sharon Reed.
Police and federal agents say they're searching Ohio and neighboring states in what they're calling a nationwide manhunt.
Our reach now is basically all over this country. And this is what we would consider a national search.
Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams pleaded with Stevens to turn himself in to end the search peacefully.
The Wisconsin man who sparked a 10-day manhunt earlier this month was in a county courtroom in Wisconsin yesterday. Joe Jakubowski answering to charges he robbed the gun store of dozens of guns, ammo, and body armor. And he got mouthy with a court commissioner during the bond hearing.
Man, you can't tell me what to do as a free individual.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for INeedGold.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, INeedGold.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. INeedGold.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. It's a secret market of gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-773-1933, toll-free 855-pre-1933, or go to INeedGold.com.
Some economic news. Boeing says it will lay off hundreds of engineers by the end of this week. The head of engineering for the company's commercial airplanes division telling the workers yesterday the cuts are necessary for the aviation giant to remain competitive. Meanwhile, the government says housing starts are lower than they've been since last year. The Commerce Department reporting this morning housing starts fell to a four-month low in March, coming in at an annualized rate of 1.22 million, down from 1.3 million in February. He distinguished himself as he served the United States in the Mexican-American War. He was superintendent of the United States Military Academy, but he was also the most famous Confederate general, and because of that, a city in his home state of Virginia is now going to sell its statue of Robert E. Lee.
Charlottesville City Council voted last night to remove the Lee statue from a downtown park. Council also voted to rename Lee Park and Jackson Park. The city will ask for bids from different educational institutions, museums, or nonprofits, and then pick where the statue goes. However, there will not be any immediate action as the city is in the middle of a lawsuit claiming it's against Virginia State Code to move the statue at all. While moving the statue is on hold pending the lawsuit, the renaming of the parks will move forward in the weeks ahead. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
And the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots getting ready to go to the White House tomorrow. They'll be welcomed in honor of their comeback victory over the Falcons in Super Bowl 51. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
10:35, you're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. So before the break, we were talking about different apps that are available to you. How about this one? This was a quickie, but essentially on Yahoo Finance, it talks about a new app along with a device that will take any desktop, any flat surface, and becomes your remote control for a particular appliance. So it's called a smart controller, and Yahoo Finance, it has a video, April 13th, that came out. And essentially it goes this way. It's a, you can now turn on a smart appliance with a touch of any ordinary surface. It's called Welly. Uses embedded sonar and a sensitive algorithm to let you control your smart devices with a simple hand gesture. So there you can turn your table to turn off, touch your table to turn off your TV, move your finger to a certain way to lower your shades, set the snooze alarm a little easier. And Well is still in Kickstarter campaign, so you can score an early bird price of $69. So here it basically goes. The device is about the size of a small matchbox, and it sits on a table somewhere in proximity of where you're going to put your hand down. It scatters a sonar signal across the surface, and when you teach it somehow a certain hand gestures, obviously fairly large hand gestures, nothing ornate or complicated, but when you a simple hand gesture, you tie together that hand gesture with the device and one of the features or applications of that particular device. So let's take a TV for just a moment. So the TV has a way of being able to be connected with this sonar device, this Welly device. And you teach it that if I tap my finger, that means on this surface that the Welly device will recognize that and send the signal to the TV to turn it off. Same thing with a smartphone. You have an alarm, and you want to just tap your finger on the table, and it puts the alarm on snooze for a certain period of time. I don't know. It's kind of a cute substitution. I like the fact that I don't have to do anything significant. But quite honestly, all that can disrupt this particular option is that I just need to build bigger buttons on my phone that will allow me to do the same thing. So, app developers, Hear me out. If you build bigger buttons to do certain things, you won't have this disruption. It could lead to something bigger, obviously. I mean, at some point, you can simply have these things throughout the house or embedded in your house, and that will lead to being able to do any type of remote control or even any type of hand gesture in the air. That would certainly mean to raise shades or lower lights or something like that. So it's moving from the clapper now to the Welly, right? Pretty cool. And certainly a fairly inexpensive price for something you might want to do. And you don't have to be very delicate about what you're trying to do. You simply just want to turn off the TV. Pretty cool. Let's see what else is going on. Speaking of apps and advice to the app designers, well, the folks who are left-handed are getting a little peeved. It's interesting that, you know, we're going through this cycle yet again, right? So years ago, everything was built right-handed, and the left-handers were getting very frustrated. I remember friends who wanted to play golf. Left-handed golf clubs were not as available as right-handed golf clubs, and so many other things. And I think we've gotten past that. I think a lot of things have made a stride to make sure that left-handers people are getting an option. I remember desks, right? College, school desks. Many of the times they had the table on the right-hand side, and they needed ones for the left-hand side. Well, now, gadget designers, please stop being so left-handed or hostile. Written on April 18th by Nat Guerin on The Verge. Nat says, the Samsung Galaxy S8 will arrive in consumers' hands this week, but one thing that has bothered me since the leaks and rumors began flooding the web is where the fingerprint scanner is placed. And no, it's not just that it's right next to the camera. It's the fact that it's not centered, making it awkward for left-handers to slide their index finger over without smudging the camera lens when holding the phone in their dominant hand. Yeah, it's interesting. I would have put the finger scanner underneath the camera. So, this person, Nat, has become obsessed with my left-handedness ever since my father tried to switch me when I was in the first grade. Admittedly, a little late, but he succeeded in getting me to at least write with my right hand. An instance that didn't involve writing, however, I rebelled when school teachers in Bangkok, where I grew up, would tell me to switch my utensil hand from left to right during our lunch periods. I'd wait until they walked away to swap back. When I was bored in college lecture, I'd pass time by taking notes with my left hand. It took a little longer, but I wanted to reconnect the part of me that was born this way, but was forced to change without choice. Being hyper-aware of living as a left-hander is a right-handed world. I pick up on design biases daily when reviewing gadgets for my job. I'm mildly annoyed with Samsung and the S8 because the company has appeared to be historically unfriendly to left-handers. With the stylus of the Note always stored on the bottom right side, this means I have to move my palm or switch hands back and forth each time I need to draw out of the stylus. When the first Samsung Galaxy phone with a curved edge display came out, the company completely disregarded how left-handers would use the device. Other tech leaders could do better, too. On Android, switching to a right-to-left layout requires digging deep into developer mode, rather making it seem as if the option is simply not important enough to display up front. And why is Apple adamant on not centering the digital crown on its smartwatches? Using the Apple Watch upside down isn't the worst thing in the world, but it's one of the many things that suggest left-handed design is an afterthought for most tech companies. Maybe we're entering into a whining territory here. I'm not asking tech companies to make a left-handed version of every gadget, but they're just to appease the 10% of the population, about 700 million people, that may care. But it's the thoughtfulness that counts, and it's something I wish gadget makers and developers would consider more than designing an item meant to be used by everyone. It wouldn't hurt to see the option to set up your phone as a left or right-hander, a la Nintendo DS, or just centralizing important buttons to the middle of the device. Left-handers have spent their entire lives adjusting for once. It would be nice to see the consideration recognized in return. And yes, we do take it for granted. Now, I happen to have a Note Edge, and it does have a left-handed option, but I thought it rather peculiar that the left-handed option made you flip the phone around, putting the home button on the top and the speaker on the listening speaker on the bottom. Certainly it does work, but you still have to flip it around. As far as the part about grabbing the stylus, I'm not sure I'm going to buy into that one too much. Either way, I remove my palm to pull the stylus out, and I'd do the same thing either way, left or right-handed. So I think that one's a little nitpicky. But I do understand the part where the finger scanner is on one side or the other. But you know what? I'm moving my finger on either side of the camera right now and with my finger, and it's a piece of cake. Now, I have big hands, so it might not be an issue for me, and maybe it is for smaller people. But I don't see how the fingerprint scanner is a big deal. I think you're going to get used to it pretty quickly. And certainly it's a lot better than and a lot less awkward than having it on the front of the phone where it is right now. It's 10:45. You're listening to Tech Today, and we'll come back with a couple more articles about technology right after this.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to Tech Today, and we are on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. One of my pet peeves, one of the things that I have railed against for a number of years now, is cable companies. I'm sorry, Comcast. I'm sorry, Optima. You have had the better of me for way too long, and the price of TV was just ridiculously expensive for garbage. And so now I have, I'm a cord cutter now for multiple years. There was a couple of times when I had to let go of certain shows, and I had to make sure the only thing I could get and make sure I could get was live TV, especially when I want to watch football games, which is pretty much the only live TV that I was interested in. It's made it a lot easier, but here's a Yahoo Finance article which might help you get over that hurdle, that last desperate excuse and reason or rationale for why you are not getting rid of your cable. And Yahoo Finance says that the best way is to stream live TV without cable. So few things are better than plopping down on the couch after a long day of work, turning on the TV and vegging out. You do it, I do it, and everybody does it. And now Google wants to get in on the TV time with its new YouTube TV streaming service. Available in select cities for $35 a month, YouTube TV promises 40 channels of live TV, including the five major broadcast channels, ABC, CBS, CW, Fox, and NBC. Google, though, is entering an increasingly crowded market with a wide array of different channel offerings, that can be difficult to parse when all you want to do is watch The Bachelor and eat the KFC $20 fill-up in your comfy chair. But since I care so much, I'm breaking down each of the major over-the-top cable streaming services so you can get back to watching the Rose Ceremony. Still, not over-the-top services offer the same channels. YouTube TV is missing Turner and Viacom properties. Sony's PlayStation View is also missing Viacom channels. And Dish's Dish Sling TV and AT&T's DirecTV now don't offer CBS. That said, at least one of these options could be right for you. So for YouTube TV, we've been waiting a long time for Google Big TV Play, and it's officially here. YouTube TV features 40 channels and gets you everything from the major broadcast channels to a huge array of sports stations. In fact, YouTube TV gives you 13 sports channels and the option to add on for Fox Soccer Plus. Outside of that, you get Fox News, MSNBC, Disney, National Geographic, Bravo, USA, FX, and E, among others. Google says it will add AMC and BBC World News to its lineup in the near future. You can also add Showtime for $11 a month extra. But YouTube TV has some drawbacks. First off, the service doesn't carry Turner properties like CNN, TBS, TNT, and importantly for me, Cartoon Network. You also don't get Viacom channels like MTV or Comedy Central. What's worse, there doesn't appear to be an option to add an HBO just yet, only Showtime. What's more, YouTube TV isn't available for Roku streaming devices or Apple TV. To address that, Google will provide you with a free Chromecast so you can stream your favorite shows to your big screen. Still, if you're a Roku or Apple TV user, that means having a bounce between those devices and your Chromecast just to watch different channels, which can be annoying. Sony's PlayStation View is the Japanese tech giant's over-the-top streaming play, and it's actually a quality offering. Rather than a one-size-fits-all offering, Sony offers four different packages depending on the number of channels you want to watch and how much you want to pay each month. The base offering, which starts at $40 a month, gets you 49 channels, including ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC, as well as CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, ESPN, ESPN2, FS1, and FS2, and a slew of others. Oh, and Cartoon Network. Sony's $45 package gets you more than 60 channels, while the $55 package gets you more than 90 channels. Then there's the $75 option, which includes the NFL Network and HBO. Sony, however, recently did away with Viacom content like Comedy Central, so if you're trying to watch The Daily Show, you're out of luck. View is available on a number of devices, including, naturally, Sony's PlayStation, PlayStation 4, browsers, Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, and your mobile devices. If you're already a PlayStation fan, View is a solid choice. So there you go. Got some options there. Now, I don't use any one of those. I don't pay for it at all. There is an app out there called Kodi, K-O-D-I. It has a lot of video content, and it does have streaming. Now, I'm not going to say it's easy. You have to work a little bit to get what you want, but it does have those options. In addition to that, US TV Now offers streaming services for the 13 basic channels that for folks overseas. So if you're willing to pay a little money to US TV Now, you can get a US TV Now subscription and watch live TV through them. And they do have high definition. Now, you're not going to get 4K, but you are going to save a lot of money on your cable bill. And when I started hitting $160, $180 a month for TV, I said, enough's enough. And so that's where we went with that. So check it out. There are plenty of options out there, and Chromecast is one of them. You'll see that many of the big TV companies offer apps like to watch March Madness. Everything was broadcast on an app. Masters was broadcast on an app. So they're out there. You can, and even the Super Bowl was an app for free. So you can get stuff out there. You just have to navigate it. And like I said, you have Apple TV, you have Roku, and you have Hulu. And you might be surprised if you can stomach the loss of live TV for just a little bit. Most of the time, you can survive, and because so many people are used to doing DVRing and TiVoing anyway, that all you're doing is watching it the next day. And most of these series, the next day, that series episode is available. So if you can stomach not being in the know one day, 24 hours early, or 24 hours late, for the most part, you can pretty much find whatever series you're looking for and follow it along and even binge watch if you like. So start thinking about where you're placing all your money. And if you're looking for, say, $2,000 or so to go to vacation, maybe you could find a way to cut back on your cable bill and look for another way to get to serve that purpose. Save that money for something else that you'd like to use. It is 10:56. Time for me to get on out of here. You've been listening to Tech Today on Hunt Chamber Radio. Remember, with Tech Today, don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today. And hopefully we've imparted some of that mission onto you. Stay tuned for Some Things About Money with Joe Patton and Michelle Heide. You're listening to HuntingChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dialogue for the sake of dialogue is valueless. It is necessary for us to exercise pressure.
While visiting Japan and meeting with the Prime Minister there, Vice President Mike Pence says the tension with North Korea is rising, but this key point has not changed.
Denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula has been the longstanding policy of the United States of America.
Pence repeating his assertion that all options remain on the table when it comes to dealing with North Korea's nuclear program. Pence's trip, which began in South Korea, will also include stops in Indonesia and Australia. President Trump signed the Buy American, Hire American executive order today during a visit to a Wisconsin tool factory.
Snap-on is a prime example of a company that builds American-made tools with American workers for U.S. taxpayers.
His spokesman, Sean Spicer, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage at $75 per month, level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Term Busters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 866-713-5330. That's 866-713-5330. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Term Busters at 866-713-5330. That's 866-713-5330. Remember, 866-713-5330. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes for preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
A $50,000 reward's now being offered for information leading to the capture of Steve Stevens, the suspect in the so-called Facebook murder. Stevens accused of choosing an elderly victim at random on Sunday and killing him on a Cleveland street. Here's Sharon Reed.
Police